With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russian President Putin has declared a unilateral Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. He ordered his forces to end hostilities now through the end of Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed it as another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. Former President Bill Clinton returned to Oklahoma City today for a remembrance ceremony 30 years after the deadliest homegrown attack in U.S. history. Clinton was president April 19, 1995, when a truck bomb exploded, destroying a nine-story federal building in the city's downtown.
I know over the last 30 years, you are probably managing your losses better, but I know the pain has never gone away. I know you still miss the people you lost.
The bombing claimed 168 lives, including 19 children. Also at SRNNews.com, there's encouraging news about the people wounded in Thursday's campus shooting at Florida State University.
We in total received six patients. All six were in stable condition upon arrival. Three of them did go to the operating room. We do feel that all will make a full recovery.
That's Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare Trauma and General Surgeon Dr. Brett Howard. Two people, though, were killed in that shooting. Police have the 20-year-old gunman in custody and are trying to learn a motive. An overnight Supreme Court ruling has temporarily halted the deportations of any Venezuelans who are being held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. In a brief order, the High Court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans until further notice. This is SRN News. There's a new religious freedom law in Arkansas.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, "Every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. In a cable sent to all U.S. diplomatic missions, Secretary of State Rubio asked staffers to report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians over the past 4 years. This is SRN News. This year, the East and West will unite to celebrate Easter together.
Eastern and Western churches will celebrate Easter together on the same day this year, while marking 1,700 years since the Council of Nicaea unified Christian doctrine. Pope Francis and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leaders of Orthodox Christian, are pushing for a permanent common Easter date, despite lingering mistrust between denominations. Efforts toward unity, backed by the World Council of Churches, aim to bridge divides. Some regions, like Greece and Finland, already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. Ron Taylor reporting.
A U.S. district judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to provide probationary workers who were fired en masse a written statement saying that they were not terminated for poor performance. The judge found that the pretense of poor performance to do so was unlawful. More details at SRNNews.com.